Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Scott Martin. And Scott just won the FLW Tour event on Lake Champlain. And Scott, $200,000 fits pretty well in your pocket, doesn't it?
Boy, what a blessing from the Lord. I tell you, it feels great. I tell you, I'm driving home now, and I'm still on cloud nine, I believe. But it's a true blessing. The Lord really works in mysterious ways, and he took care of me this week.
Well, I tell you what, that event, also wind, you know, was big player in that, and you had a lot of good fish in the 4 days of tournament. But in reality, what you did is really went out there and concentrated on smallmouth, and that's never been done before in a tour event.
Well, you know, you're right. I think all the events in the past that have been held on that lake, BASS or FLW, have been won with largemouth weight in as well. So, you know, it is a gamble, but there is so many good smallmouth on that lake. It's a premier smallmouth destination, and I felt confident if I put enough time in and really focused on strictly smallmouth, I'd be able to find enough places that held good quality 3.5 and 4 pound smallmouth that I could possibly win the tournament.
Well, when you went out there, of course, you know, you got to concentrate on those shoals, those rocky areas, and maybe those humps out there, and you basically went with a jerkbait most of the tournament and then switched to a tube.
That's right. I caught all my fish on a jerkbait, on a Matsuo jerkbait, a little 3.5 inch Matsuo tube, little 3.5 inch tube, as well as a Matsuo jerkbait. It's about a 6 inch long suspending jerkbait. And that was the key, having a suspending jerkbait that stays down in that water column. I would throw it on fluorocarbon line, which allowed my bait to even get deeper, because fluorocarbon actually sinks. Unlike regular monofilament, it actually has a lot of water resistance and water tension. It actually floats. So the fluorocarbon allowed me to get that jerkbait down an extra 2 foot, and I would get it down in 6 and 8 foot of water real close to the bottom, and those smallmouth would really key on that.
Well, you know, Champlain, an absolute great fishery, and a lot of the people that were at the event said even though the fishing was fantastic, it's actually better later in the year.
You know, I've heard stories that in the fall, you know, in September, August and September, that it's even better. You are correct. But I tell you, it's a lot of fun this time of year. The weather's beautiful. The wind is always a player on that lake. It's such a big body of water. It's the sixth largest lake in the United States. So you've got a lot of variables there that can really mess your pattern up. So when I went into this event, I took that as one of my main considerations. So I was able to practice and really find places that were suitable for all different kinds of wind. And that was the key. I wanted to fish on the southern or midsection of the lake, south to midsection of the lake, the first 2 days of the tournament. And I also found some fish on the northern part of the lake, over on the inland seaside. And what that allowed me to do was really to make decisions on where I wanted to fish depending on what the weather was going to do that particular day. So it didn't lock me in on having to make these tremendous runs like some of the guys that were strictly banking on a couple key areas that they were fishing. It allowed me to really change areas of the lake every day, and I pretty much did that. I fished a new spot pretty much every single day.
Well, your home lake, Lake Okeechobee, a lot of times that will happen there as well in the springtime, where you get that, you know, that south wind or a north wind changes your banks, and you ought to have areas in both sections of the lake, right?
Well, you're all right. And I think that's what really gave me the confidence at Lake Champlain to move areas, because on Lake Okeechobee we do that a lot. If the wind's out of the south, we usually fish the south end of the lake, and if it's out of the north, we go to the north end of the lake. So anytime I have a big tournament on Lake Okeechobee, I always try to find fish on two ends of the lake. That way I'm more consistent.
Well, you talked about that fluorocarbon line, and I know you were catching those tubes, I believe, on a spinning rod. But what happened? What were you using for the jerkbait?
I was using a 6'6 Kistler helium medium rod. This rod is a pretty new rod on the market now. This Kistler helium is the lightest rod out right now and super, super sensitive. And then it just had a great, tremendous action. And I was throwing that on 10-pound fluorocarbon line and making long casts and getting that bait down deep. And the tube, I was throwing the tube on a Kistler rod as well, Kistler helium. And the neat thing about this tube rod, this is a great story. I called Trey up, the gentleman that owns Kistler rods, and I said, hey, I need to have you make me a 7.5 foot one piece spinning rod with oversized guides. That's what I'd like for you to make. I want to use it at Lake Champlain. And so he sent it to me. I actually got the rod the first day I got there. He sent it to the hotel, and I pulled it out of the rod tube, and that's what I caught all of my fish on when I was throwing a tube, was that brand new rod that he made for me, and it was a 7.5 foot rod, which is really a lot longer than most spinning rods out there. And what that allowed me to do was make longer casts and allowed me to fight the fish better. These small knots are so powerful and strong that, you know, driving that hook in them was real important.
Well, you know, when you think about that, most guys do use a shorter rod, and when you make those long casts like that, sometimes you don't get that good hook set. Now, you know, a lot of guys talk about the hook set with a tube, and maybe you could go into that a little bit. Now, is that an overhand hook set, or do you hook that to the side, or how are you catching your fish?
Mainly overhand and a little to the side, but for the most part, when I'm fishing with the tube with an open hook, if the hook's exposed, like on a jig head, for example, a lot of times I'll set the hook, but I won't set it real hard, but I use the reel to really drive the point in as well. So I'm reeling real fast and setting the hook at the same time. And what that allows, it allows that hook to really penetrate the fish real strong, but in a steady, soft motion. You see, you understand? Instead of a real fast, quick hook set that a lot of times will rip the tube right out of their mouth, that slow, powerful, sweeping hook set with a lot of reel speed really helped out with driving the hook into the fish.
Well, for those five or six people out there that don't know your dad, you know, you think about the things that he's done in his career, and all of a sudden, Scott Martin, you know, you've had a great career already, but now with this big win, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, it does. I tell you, he's the best fisherman on earth. My father is, I believe, and his record proves it. And he's won a ton of tournaments, but it's, you know, in this day and age, it's so hard to win a tournament now. The competition level has risen so much, and you know, to go out and win another event. You know, I won my first event in 2000, my first FLW tournament in 2000. It was the second pro event I ever fished, and I was the youngest angler ever win a FLW. I think I still am. So, you know, it came pretty quick. My success with that tournament win came real fast, and it was almost like, kind of deep down, I was thinking, man, this is kind of easy. Well, then 4 years later, you know, I'm looking for another win. I've made a lot of top tens, but it's been real hard to close the deal. I've had a lot of top finishes, but to win this one really it means a lot to me, because I've really put a lot of work in over the last 4 years, and you know, it's just really a sweet victory for me.
$100,000 was the victory purse, and that's got to feel pretty good for you. And then on top of that, the prestige that goes along with it. You know, I'm sure you've gotten lots of phone calls and lots of people from the media contacting you about what you did and how you did it at that event.
It's been a tremendous amount of press over the thing, and a lot of people have been calling and congratulating me and wanting to know how I did it and what I did to do it. And it's great. I tell you, it's like I said, it's been 4 years since I won an FLW tournament, and I kind of forgot how sweet it really was, and all the support that I've gotten over the last couple of days, with everybody calling me, my sponsors thanking me and calling me, and I've been calling them as well, thanking them for their support. And it's a team effort here. I've been fishing with these sponsors now for all going on 4 years, and it's a big part of my success is they're supporting me.
Well, you know, the anglers out there right now will tell you that without good sponsorship, it's almost impossible, unless you're independently wealthy, to be able to fish on the tour. And, you know, those big entry fees and all the travel that you have to do, the expenses that go with it. And, boy, you really have to rely on them, don't you?
You do. If I didn't have the group of sponsors that I have right now, there's no doubt I wouldn't be able to do this. It's a lot of time away from home. And it's an expensive journey. I spend $40,000 or $50,000 a year traveling around the country chasing these fish. So you know, when you go out on an event and you don't do that well and you don't make a big check, you know, it's you don't make a lot of money. So you know, to have a win like this really is really a big blessing for me.
Well, Scott, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Congratulations on the big win at Lake Champlain, and thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.